Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So yesterday, we learned that the Ya'juj and Ma'juj from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, they will make up the majority of the inhabitants of Jahannam, and the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make up, inshallah, 2/3 of the inhabitants of Jannah. We also learned that they are alive, they are eating and they drinking, and they're trying to penetrate the wall, and they make progress every day. And then their leader says, come back tomorrow and we'll finish it off. But he doesn't say, inshallah. And when they come the next day, the wall is restored. And there will come a time, the time of Isa alayhi salam, when he will say, inshallah. And the next day they come and the wall will not be restored and they will be able to break through. And we concluded by saying that just to understand their nature, that when they're marching forth now, as the Quran describes, when the initial part of the group drinks from a river, and in some narrations it is mentioned that the lake Tiberias, which is known as the Sea of Galilee, by the time the latter part of the group comes, all the water would have been consumed, would have been totally exhausted. So that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this lake, which is referred to in this hadith, is about 23 kilometers. And its broadest point is 13 kilometers across. And the initial part of the group will consume all the water. Now, in the hadith, it is mentioned that they will march until they come to the mountain of Khamar, which is the mountain of Baytul Maqdis. And they will say, we have killed those who are on earth. Now let us kill those who are in the heaven. They will shoot their arrows into the sky, and Allah will send the arrows back to them smeared with blood. Then Isa alayhi salam and his companions will be besieged, until the head of a bull of one of them will be better than 100 dinars for one of you today. The Prophet of Allah, Isa alayhi salam, and his companions will supplicate to Allah, and Allah will send worms in the necks of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and by morning they will perish. Then Isa alayhi salam and his companions will come down to the earth, and they won't find the equivalent of a handspan, except that it's filled with the corpses and the stench of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Then they will beseech Allah again, and Allah will send birds like the necks of Bactrian camels, which will carry them and throw them wherever Allah wills. Then Allah will send rain, which will not be kept out by any house of clay or hay. It will wash the earth and leave it like a mirror, meaning it will totally cleanse the earth of the stench and of the corpses of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Then it will be said to the earth, bring forth your fruits and restore your blessings. On that day, a group of people will eat from a pomegranate and shelter beneath its skin. Can you imagine how big that pomegranate will be? Milk will be blessed until a camel will be sufficient for a crowd of people, and a cow will be sufficient for a tribe of people, and a sheep will be sufficient for a family of people. And then whilst they are like that, Allah will send a pleasant wind which will seize them beneath the armpits and will take the soul of every believer and every Muslim. The most evil of people will be left, and they will fornicate like donkeys, and upon them will the hour come. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come, and then they will besiege the Muslims. Allah will then destroy them with worms. It's amazing how Allah destroys the greatest of His creations with the smallest of His creation. We saw the same with the Ashabul Fil, these mighty elephants being destroyed by the pebbles of small birds. But after they destroyed, there will be another problem. And that is that the earth will be filled with their bodies and with the stench and the decomposing flesh. And that's when Isa alayhi salam and the Muslims will make dua again. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send these camels which will get rid of them. They will kill everyone on earth except those who seek refuge in fortresses. Is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we said, they will then turn to the people of the heavens. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah. Tomorrow we will discuss what will happen post the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and the all important question. You know, people say today, with the advancement of technology, how is it that they have not been discovered? How is it that the satellites have not been able to discover them? We'll unpack that tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.